And time now for a community corner for this second day of July. It's always a pleasure talking with this man because I had a chance to see him twice last week at a Hamilton County Supervisors meeting and also with the big event that held just a week ago. Audie Maxey, who's with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, joins me on the phone line on this second day of July. Audie, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Yes.
Happy 4th of July.
Absolutely.
Centennial. Couple days early.
Yes.
Hope you're going to enjoy it.
I hope so, too. A lot of good folks getting ready to celebrate 4th of July. Of course, we have big doings in Webster City this evening with the market night downtown, and that starts at 5:30 today. And, of course, that's all weather permitting from what we're seeing with the weather forecast there, Audie.
Well, fingers crossed, right?
Fingers crossed. Right. Yeah, big event coming up tonight, patriotic event, and there'll be some music and fun and food and all that between 5:30 and 7:30 this evening. Again, we stress weather permitting. Any changes, we'll let you know. But hopefully we'll get this big market night underway here in Webster City coming up this evening. Well, the last time we spoke was a few months ago was, something big this past Thursday. That was a week ago. And it's all about this new industrial park, which had a lot of planning going on there, Audie, between your office and with the city, Webster City, and with Hamilton County.
It's a tremendous milestone, and, you know, it's you drive by, and it looks absolutely the same. It's a field of corn, and it could stay that way, but the important thing that I think is certainly not lost on the leadership in Webster City, our organization, and most importantly, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, is that while nothing looks any different there, what has changed is that ground represents 458 acres of shovel-ready development ground. It's strategically, as folks know, located right along Highway 20, a great corridor, about 14 miles from Interstate 35, another transportation hub, and straddles Highway 17. Also, the Union Pacific has a line that borders the east edge of the park, and we're working with a consultant, the Iowa Department of Transportation, and the Union Pacific Railroad to identify and plan for that site as one of the UP's, what they call, a focus site. So what that means is, like with a certified site and the Iowa Economic Development Authority, a focus site for the UP is one that they identify that has already completed the due diligence and planning for rail-served industrial development. So what that site offers, first of all, is a number of acres that can accommodate a small project, as little as 5 acres, to a very large development project, up to a couple hundred acres. And it can be a rail-served site and a non-rail-served site. So really, we've stacked readiness in two particular areas for recruitment of business and industry. And this is a long-term play. These things don't happen right away necessarily, but if we're in the game for every prospect that is considering Iowa, that increases our chances dramatically, as opposed to just saying, yeah, we know some of the owners and maybe we can help start conversations. Right now, that ground is under contract. It's ready to go.
Which is certainly good. I know that Debbie Durham was a guest speaker last week, and she was in the, down in southwest Iowa a week ago, offering a similar program for the town of Clarinda. And I know that Webster City following the heels on what's happening in that part of the state.
Yeah, and, you know, I've said this so many times, Pat. Debbie, in her 16 years at IEDA, has just been a champion and an evangelist for rural economic development in the state that she loves so much. And I just want to take a moment to publicly thank her, as I did last Thursday, for the really incredible work she's done. And so she is a friend of Webster City, of Hamilton County. She's been here many times, and we appreciate the collaboration. And she not only sung the praises of Webster City for this tremendous lift, she also talked about the partnership that the IEDA has on a number of things, and not only Webster City, but Hamilton County over the years. And I appreciated, Pat, in her message that she spoke not only about industrial development and recruitment, but she talked on the importance of housing, on the importance of downtown redevelopment, on the importance of partnering with other entities, nonprofits, things like childcare. She touched on all those things, education, that those were so critical to an overall approach, long-range approach for community betterment. And she knows what she's talking about, and it was a pretty proud moment for the community to hear her recognize not only this industrial park, but all the efforts that have been underway over the last few years.
Again, we're talking with Audie Maxey, representing the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, as well as the Hamilton County Growth Partnership. I know a few months ago, Audie, there was some work going on here in getting all towns here in Hamilton County part of a project, and you think you know what I'm talking about here, and it was supposed to be, what was it, for Main Street or some community pride event. What have you heard on that at this juncture?
Thank you. Thank you for that question. I know very well what you're talking about. I've been living it and breathing it for the last few months.
Sure.
We expect it. It's called Hometown Pride, and there's a nonprofit, statewide nonprofit, that's underwritten by private donors, as well as about 25% of their budget is underwritten by IEDA. And they are a rural economic development nonprofit, and one of their programs is called Hometown Pride. Hometown Pride every year awards one county who has secured the commitment of six of the communities to participate in a five-year program that is bolstered by a dedicated Hometown Pride coach that's connected to their organizations. In this case, if we're awarded the Alliance, our organization, and all of the communities, what the communities in Hamilton County responded to when asked was a resounding yes. We want to not only partner with Keep Iowa Beautiful and Hometown Pride to do priority projects in our community, we also want to be a part of the countywide effort to improve and continue to make Hamilton County great. So all nine counties or communities signed on, and that's significant. That doesn't happen often.
Right.
I'm bullish that that's going to help our application. The announcement is expected next week. We expected it sooner. I continue to be optimistic. I think we had a great application. And I will say this, if we are not awarded, I still celebrate the fact that all nine communities said yes, and the county said yes to supporting the local match, and the Hamilton County Growth Partnership Executive Board said yes to supporting it. So that's a win in itself. And we're going to make a run at it next year if we're not awarded. But like I said, Pat, I hope to be calling you next week with some really good news.
Oh, let's hope so, because do we have a date on that set there, Audie, for this official announcement? You say it's sometime next week?
Sometime next week. And you can probably tell by the enthusiasm I have for this. I have been pestering the director about every week. Hey, when is this going to be announced? And I've been told sometime next week. That's about as much as I've gotten. And like I said, I will probably, since I was the applicant, I'll be the first to know. But as soon as they give me the green light, Pat, I'll be singing it from the, yelling it from the rooftops.
There you go. We'll find out next week if Hamilton County gets this nod for this hometown pride program that was you've been working on since early this year. All nine towns here in Hamilton County getting on the bandwagon for this. It'll be sometime next week. We get the official announcement from those involved with Keep Iowa Beautiful and so forth. Audie, anything else coming up down the road? Any major projects here with your office?
You know, we continue to work and stay connected with Edible Garden as they're beginning work on the former natural shrimp site.
Yes.
They are every bit as impressive after they made the decision as they were leading up to this. They're engaged. They're excited. The work is happening. So we love their fast timeline. We're staying connected to that project. Webster City landed one of the premier rural home developers in the state of Iowa, Origin Homes. They are a subsidiary of Hubble, a 170-year housing home company in Des Moines. And if they are awarded the workforce housing tax credits, which we help them apply for, and they'll be announced in September, they will put three spec homes in Brewer Creek Estates. And so we are excited. That's a fantastic get. They're only in six other communities. We're the only new community this year that they've committed to being in. And they're bullish about Webster City. They love the relationship that the alliance has with the county and the collaboration. And they want to make a run at it here. So if we get it and they put up those three homes, by gosh, we got to get them sold so they come back and do three more next year.
That'll be neat for that project. Not only Webster City there, Audie, but are any other towns in Hamilton County involved with some economic development projects in the future?
Well, yes. We're working with a number of communities have gone through a process, not to get too much in the weeds, but
sure.
They've gone through a process, a survey process, to identify themselves as being eligible for community development block grant programs. And that work that they did to be eligible is really important because next spring, late winter, early spring, those grant programs come online and they are going to be eligible to apply for things like roofing grants for community members that meet a certain income threshold where they can get their roof replaced, pocket parks, water infrastructure projects, downtown redevelopment grants. So again, a lot of the work that tees up these big announcements happens quietly ahead of time behind the scenes, but they've got to do the work. And a number of our communities have done that. Ellsworth is moving forward with a great water tower project. Again, nothing like that really necessarily gets people excited,
sure,
unless you're an economic developer who says, hey, you increase water capacity, you invest in your community, that tees up more things to come. They're working on downtown redevelopment. The Dollar General that is going to open its doors in Ellsworth tomorrow, that's an exciting business. It's a $2 million project. I know those things, people think, oh, it's another store, but that brings great sales revenue into that community. It brings tax base into the community. So that's pretty exciting stuff. Blairsburg is working on an infrastructure project. And I had a great meeting with a couple folks that bought a downtown building in Williams, and they want to open up a restaurant in Williams. And so we're working with them and connecting them to some resources. And they just want to make Williams better and mm-hmm. provide an opportunity for their residents and a great amenity. Jeff and Lindsay Holscher, fantastic people. So
yes.
We just work with anybody and everybody that says, yeah, let's see what we can get done.
Indeed. Well, of course, Williams there, Audie, had the opening recently of the truck stop there. That's the truck stop there, formerly where the Boondocks used to be, which was a haven for those stuck when snowstorms and what have you. Of course, they have Sbarro's and another restaurant, too. There, that truck stop there just southwest of Williams. It just opened just a few weeks ago.
And it's fantastic. I don't know if you've been there, but I definitely grabbed a slice there. And it is fantastic. You walk in there, all the folks working there are just greeting you, and they're so friendly, and it's a beautiful, beautiful project.
It sure is.
Yeah, a little feather in the cap for Williams and the county, quite frankly.
Indeed. Well, we want to mention, too, before we kind of quit for the day, we have a very special event coming up on July 17th, I see your Audie, and that is the Hamilton County Growth Partnership Appreciation Lunch for Businesses and a golf event scheduled for Briggs Woods Golf Course and the Conference Center scheduled in about 2 weeks from today, or no, Friday, excuse me, 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's happening, so I think there's still room to sign up for that.
There is, and my gosh, give me a call, send me an email. We've got some slots available, and I want to just, my hat's off to our executive committee who said, you know what, let's do something fun to celebrate the folks that are doing business in Hamilton County. It doesn't matter if you're a member of our organization or not. You're calling this place home. Let's treat you to lunch. You, if it's just an individual or if it's a few folks from your company, treat you to lunch and an afternoon of golf. And special thanks to the Lynx and their ownership group for helping, quite frankly, helping us make that happen. The Growth Partnership's footing the bill, but they're making it very affordable for us to provide this. So let us know, come out, meet some people. I'd love to meet you and say thanks for doing business here and enjoy some food and a round of golf on us.
There you go. Coming up on July 17th, that's happening at the Briggs Woods Golf Course and the Conference Center south of Webster City. And, Audie, did you have anything else for
us? Oh, sorry.
Sure.
It's at the Lynx.
At the Lynx. Okay.
It's not a Briggs Woods.
I'm sorry. The Lynx Golf Course facility. Lynx Golf Course facility for that business appreciation lunch coming up on July 17th. So we'll look forward to that. Anything else for the good of the cause there today, Mr. Maxey?
Well, no. We covered a lot of ground, and there's
going to be
hopefully more to cover as we keep moving this thing forward. Pat, just, hey, special thanks to you. Appreciate when you always reach out to me and
absolutely
give me an opportunity to brag on Hamilton County and Webster City. So, thank you so much, and I do wish you all the best this holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Audie Maxey, thanks for calling in this morning. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, and same to everybody in Hamilton County. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Thank you.
Thanks, Audie. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Audie Maxey from the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, also with Hamilton County Growth Partnership, here on KQWC. We'll find out next week on the Hometown Pride program for Hamilton County. Once we find about it, we'll let you know right here on KQWC. 81 degrees are temperature reading. The time now is 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.